Good evening, brothers and sisters.
晚安弟兄姊妹.
Want to open the Word of God to Genesis chapter 32.
我们请打开创世纪32章.
Tonight we're going to see a vision of the God at Peniel.
今天晚上我们要来看在皮努以勒的经历.
We want to begin reading from verse 22.
我们要念22节32章
Genesis chapter 32 verse 22
32章22节
Now he arose that same night and took his two wives and his two maids and his 11 children and crossed the ford of the Jabbok
他夜间起来带着两个妻子两个使女
He took them and sent them across the stream, and he sent across whatever he had.
先打发他们过河，又打发所有的都过去。
Then Jacob was left alone.
只剩下雅各一人。
And a man wrestled with him until daybreak.
有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。
When he saw that he had not prevailed against him, he touched the socket of his thigh. So the socket of Jacob's thigh was dislocated while he wrestled with him.
那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把。雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。
Then he said, Let me go, for the day is breaking. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
那人说，天黎明了，容我去吧。雅各说，你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。So
he said to him, What is your name? And he said, Jacob.
那人说你叫什么？他说我名叫雅各。
And he said, Your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed.
那人说你的名不再叫雅各，要叫以色列，因为你与神与人较力都得了胜。
Then Jacob asked him and said, Please tell me your name. But he said, Why is it that you ask my name? And he blessed him there.
雅各问他说，请将你的名字告诉我。 那人说何必问我的名，于是在那里给雅各祝福。
So Jacob named the place Peniel, for he said, I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been preserved.
雅各便给那个地方起名叫皮努以勒，意思是说，我面对面见了神，我的性命仍得保全。
Now the sun rose upon him just as he crossed over Peniel, and he was limping on his thigh.
日头刚出来的时候，雅各经过皮努以勒，他的大腿窝、大腿就瘸了。Therefore,
to this day, the sons of Israel do not eat the sinew of the hip, which is on the socket of the thigh, because he touched the socket of Jacob's thigh and the sinew of the hip.
故此，以色列人不吃大腿窝的筋，直到今日，因为那人摸了雅各大腿窝的筋。Then
let's turn to Isaiah chapter 43.
我们看以赛亚书43章。
We'll just read the first two verses.
我们念头两节, 43章,
Isaiah chapter 43.
以赛亚书43章,
But now thus says the Lord, your creator, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine.
雅各啊, 创造你的耶和华, 以色列啊, 造成你的那位, 现在如此说, 你不要怕, 因为我救赎了你, 你, 我曾起你的名, 招你, 你是属我的。
When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you.
你从水中经过, 我必与你同在, 你淌过江河, 水必不漫过你。 你从火中行过, 必不烧, 被烧, 火焰也不着在你身上。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we know as we come to you tonight that you are the living God.
天父, 当我们今天晚上来到你面前的时候, 我们深深地知道你是活神。
All of us have come to know you through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
经过你的儿子耶稣基督, 我们今天能够认识你。
But as we walk through our Christian life, we want to know more of you.
在我们走这条基督徒的道路的时候, 我们实在盼望更深地认识你。
And we know you will always reveal yourself through your Son.
我们也知道你透过你的儿子向我们来启示。
We also know the Holy Spirit has been given to reveal the Son to us.
我们也知道你把圣灵赐给我们来启示你的儿子。
And so we ask that the Holy Spirit will anoint us tonight and give us eyes to see our living God.
所以我们今天晚上求圣灵来膏抹我们每一个人的眼睛，让我们能够看见你的儿子。
We depend upon the Holy Spirit.
我们依靠圣灵。
We ask Him to lead us tonight.
我们求圣灵带领我们。
For the name and sake of our precious Lord Jesus Christ.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. I began to speak last night upon Jacob's knowledge of God.
昨天晚上我们开始讲到雅各他认识神的经历。
And last night we discovered that our God is a choosing God.
我们 晚上提到、我们的神是一位拣选的神。
Before Jacob ever knew God, God knew Jacob.
在雅各还没有认识这位神之前，神老早就知道雅各了。
God is a choosing God.
我们的神是拣选的神。
Even when the vessel seems unfit, He chooses whom He chooses.
虽然这一个器皿看起来是不配，但是他的拣选超过这一切。
And when he chooses such a vessel, he will be glorified through that vessel.
当他拣选这个器皿的时候，我们的神就要透过他来荣耀他的自己。
We are his chosen people.
我们是他所拣选的。
We are a chosen race.
我们是被拣选的族类。
God has chosen us as individuals in Christ Jesus.
神把我们一个一个在他儿子耶稣基督里面拣选出来。
It makes no difference how unfit we are as a vessel.
我们这个器皿像不像样子对神不重要。
God has chosen whom he has chosen.
神凭着他自己的主权，他爱拣选谁就拣选谁。
God will be glorified through His chosen vessels.
而神要经过这些被拣选的器皿来得着荣耀。
He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ.
他在我们身上开始了这善工，要完成这工，直到基督的日子。
So when we know that our God is a choosing God.
当我们认识我们的神是拣选的神
We also realize he is a transforming God
并且他也是改变我们的神
In order to make us vessels that can contain his glory he has to transform us
为了让这个器皿能够盛装神这个荣耀我们必须被改变
And during this process of choosing and of transforming us we come to know the living God
在这个神改变我们的步骤里面我们来逐步逐步地认识这位神
So Jacob knew of God by the hearing of the ear
雅各认识神是透过他耳朵能够听见神的声音
He heard the stories of Abraham and of Isaac his forefathers
他幼年时候听见他的父母讲到他们的祖宗亚伯拉罕他的父亲的故事
He heard about the inheritance
他也听到神的应许的产业
He heard about the promise
他听到神各样的应许
And faith came with hearing
信心从听到而来
He believed the promises
他也相信这些应许
And he grabbed the promises
然后他就抓住这些神的应许
This started him on a course to knowing the living God.
这样就开让他开始来认识这条认识神的道路。
Because one day alone in Bethel,
有一天在伯特利
he met the living God by revelation.
他在启示中认识了这位活的神。
What a dreadful sight to meet the living God.
是何等可怕的一个地方来遇见这位活的神呢
Now no longer just stories about God Now he has met the living God
从那一天开始这一个神不再是故事里的神而是他真正面对面的神
And he had a revelation of the house of God
同时他也有得到了一个神家的启示
It's interesting in that passage in chapter 28 If you'll turn there
如果我们打开二十八章有一句话很有意思
That as he has this dream, his eyes are focused on four things.
当他在做这个梦的时候，他眼睛就注意到四件事情。
I checked with my brother, and it appears that this word is not in the Chinese version.
英文就有用这个字，但是中文没有把它很直接这样翻译出来，像英文一样。
But in English, there are four times where in this dream he beheld something.
在英文的圣经里面翻译，他有四次用这个字注目看。
In chapter 12, verse 12, he beheld the ladder from coming down, set on the earth and rising to heaven.
第一个看是他梦见一个梯子立在地上。
And in verse 12 it says, Behold, the angels of God were descending and ascending.
第二个是讲到他看见这个天使在这个梯子上去下来。
And in verse 13 it says, Behold, the Lord stood above it and said.
第三次看是他看见耶和华站在这个梯子上面。
And in verse 15 it says, Behold, I am with you.
到了第四次就十五节，他说，看啊，我与你同在。
What a wonderful revelation.
这是何等的 奇妙的启示。
What a thing to behold.
这是何等的看见。
The Spirit cannot contain the fullness of this revelation.
圣灵好像没有能够拦阻这一个伟大的看见。
But our God is faithful.
我们的神是可信的。
When he shows us a revelation, he will bring us into the reality of this revelation.
当他给我们看见这个异象的时候，他有一天要把我们带进这个异象的实际。
And he does this by the faithfulness of the Holy Spirit.
当然是借着圣灵的工作把我们带进这个实际。
So as our brother shared this morning, we have knowledge in our mind about God.
像我们弟兄早晨所说的，我们有一个知道神的知识在我们的心思里头。
And then we receive knowledge in our spirit by revelation.
但是接着一个启示呢，这个看见就进到我们的灵里。
But in the New Testament we find this word, the full knowledge.
但是我们在新约里面，我们看到有一个词叫做全备的知识。
And we find that the full knowledge of God is found in the heart.
而这个全备的知识是跟我们的心有关系。
Here is where the mind has been united with the spirit in this conjunction called the heart, and we understand with full knowledge through experience these things.
所以在这里你看到一面，我们在心思上能够明白有关于神，然后在启示的里面，在我们的灵里，我们看见这位神，然后把圣灵把这两件东西带在一起，放在我们的心里，我们能来经历这位神。
So you remember Paul prayed that we would have such a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of Christ.
所以保罗的祷告他才会提到说，要求赐人智慧启示的灵，让我们真知道他。
Not just knowledge about our calling, our inheritance and his power.
不是仅仅头脑里面知道我们有这一个产神给我们的应许，神给我们的产业，这些头脑的知识。
But experiential knowledge of his calling, his inheritance, and his power.
而是需要在我们的实际的经历上，我们能够经历到他给我们的产业，他给我们的能力等等。
Now the Holy Spirit is given to us to lead us into all this truth.
那么圣灵是主要引导我们来进入这一切的真理。
Jacob saw the house of God there under the stars.
雅各那天晚上在星星的下面，他看见了什么叫做神的家。
But only 20 years later did he come into a full understanding of the house of God.
但是必须要经过漫长的20年来真正的认识神的家的实际。到底是什么?
And during those 20 years, the Holy Spirit was leading him through a discipline in his life to bring him to the realization of the house of God.
在那二十年的里头，圣灵必须带领他一步一步在生活各样的困难里面，让他能够真正的经历神家的实际是什么。
Now, as is the case with Jacob, so it is the case with every generation. Every generation must see the house of God.
所以这个原则不单单是在雅各的身上是真实的，每一个大人一直到今天也是如此。
Abraham had to see it, Isaac had to see it, now Jacob has to see it.
亚伯拉罕必须经历这件事，他的儿子以撒要看见这件事情，雅各要看见这件事情，我们每一代都是要如此。
But also, Abraham had to possess what he saw. Isaac had to possess what he saw. Jacob had to possess what he saw.
进一步，亚伯拉罕他要拥有这一切他所看见的，他的儿子以撒是如此，雅各也是如此。
And so we see the importance of revelation in every generation.
所以我们在这里要强调，每一代的人都必须有直接的启示。
If Jacob tried to build the house of God based on Abraham's vision or Isaac's vision, we have no idea what he would have built.
所以如果 雅各来建神的家是根据于他祖父或他父亲的意向的话，这就建不起来了。
Abraham was searching for a city.
亚伯拉罕在那里等候一座城。
And Isaac was learning to live in Canaan.
那么以撒是要学习活在 迦南。
But Jacob's vision was the house.
那么这个雅各的经历却是这个神的家。
And so in every generation, the Lord raises up a chosen vessel.
每一代神都拣选他所要用的器皿。
He shows them the house of God.
神启示什么是神的家。
And he will bring us to the house of God.
然后他往带进这个神的家。
Because our God is faithful.
因为我们的神是可信的。
So each generation is original.
所以每一代都是原版的。
Now some people try to build the house of God without seeing vision.
很多人想要造一个神的家，但是却缺乏意象。
But they build on a pattern, or they build on the hearsay or the traditions of the fathers.
他们乃是根据于祖宗的传统也好，或者别人怎么讲也好，或者一种模式也好。
How much we need revelation.
我们多么需要神的启示。
And then the Holy Spirit to bring us into what he has shown.
然后圣灵必须把我们一步带进去才行。
Tonight we're going to go from Bethel and we're going to get to Peniel.
今天晚上呢，我们要从伯特利一直进到皮诺以勒。
Last time we briefly met the God of Bethel. Tonight we will meet the God of Peniel.
昨天晚上我们讲到伯特利的神，今天我们要讲到皮诺以勒的神。
I want to make a little distinction or comparison for you between these two understandings of God.
我要把它对照起来做一个比较，让大家有一个深入的了解。
At Bethel, Jacob laid hold of the God of grace.
在伯特利，我们看见雅各抓住神。
At Peniel, the God of glory laid hold of Jacob.
但是在皮诺以勒，你看见荣耀的神抓住了雅各。
At the Bethel, Jacob was called according to purpose.
在伯特利，你看见雅各被蒙召，根据于神的旨意。
The purpose being the house of God.
这个旨意就是神的家。
And he set up a pillar.
那么他在那里立了一柱石柱。
At Peniel, he was transformed according to the purpose of God.
但是你在皮诺以勒看见的是这个雅各被神改变，根据于神的旨意。
He was being brought into sonship.
他就被带进了长成的儿子这件事情上。
At Bethel, God was gracious and embraced him as a child.
在伯特利你看见神拥抱这一个雅各像他的儿子。
At Peniel, he was disciplined as a son.
但是你在皮诺以勒看见的神在那里管教他的儿子。
At Bethel, he was encouraged by the promises of God.
在伯特利雅各神借着他的应许来鼓励他。
At Peniel, he was broken by the dealings of the Lord.
但是在皮诺尼勒你看到这个雅各被破碎借着神的手。
Now between these two moments of revelation, there was 20 years of silence.
在这两个启示中间隔了20年神的沉默。
Was God working or did God just leave him for 20 years?
在这二十年中，是不是神就让他自由，还是神在那里工作呢？
We who know the Lord, we know the Holy Spirit never leaves us. He's always working night and day.
但是我们认识神的人知道，圣灵是昼夜的做工，他从来不离开我们。
But because Jacob had grabbed hold of the birthright and blessing.
因着这个雅各抓住了这个长子的名分，神的祝福。
And now he was facing the consequences of having to run away from his brother.
那么他现在要从他的哥哥来逃命，这是他的结果。
He went into a process of 20 years of discipline by the Lord.
所以后面这20年是神对他的管教。
I want to make 4 observations in general about these 20 years of discipline before we look at the story itself.
在这20年里头，我可以做出四个观察的观点。
Now yesterday I said that Jacob was a grabber.
昨天我们说到雅各是那个抓的人。
And I also said that God loves grabbers.
我也说到神爱抓的人。
And God does love grabbers.
神是如此。
But he doesn't like grabbing.
这个很难翻吗
He loves the person, but he doesn't like the action.
他神爱这个抓的人，但是并不爱这个抓的行动。
Grabbing is an act of the flesh.
因为抓的行动是属血气的。
It's selfish.
是一个自私的。
Even when it's grabbing something good, it's for selfish reasons.
他即使是抓一个好的东西，但是他的动机是自私。
And grabbing will always cause a fleshly reaction.
而这样的一个行动，你的反应是属血气的反应。
That is to say, the grabber will always get grabbed.
也就是说，你抓你也被抓。
It doesn't matter. This was Jacob's particular strength. He was a grabber.
是他天然的能力里面有这么一个抓的能力。
But we learn in the 20 years of discipline that every time our self, our flesh is just acting, there is a reaction.
那么在这个二十年里头，你看他每一次抓出去的时候，一定有一个反应的力量反过来。
It may be the most simple kind of grabbing.
这可能是很简单抓而已。
But it causes some strife.
但是他的反应就有很多的挣扎。
It causes complication.
然后就相当的变成复杂。
It causes some kind of bondage.
然后就产生一种捆绑。
It gets more and more entangled as flesh, reacts against flesh.
因为血气生血气，然后就搅成一团，难以解开。
And this is something we learn over 20 years.
这是二十年我们学的。
We're living as Christians now.
今天我们成为基督徒。
We're saved through Jesus Christ.
靠着耶稣基督我们得救。
But every time we react in our self-life, it's going to cause problems.
每一次我们这个己的生命有所反应的时候，我们就越来越麻烦。
And as you know, Jacob's life became more and more complicated as it went along.
所以你看这二十年他的生活是越来越复杂。
A second general observation in this time of discipline.
第二个观察是什么呢？
We learn that when you use yourself strength,
当我们在那里用我们自己的能力，
you're actually selling yourself.
实际上你是把你自己给卖了。
And it takes the initiative out of your hands.
你自己的行动。
And then it becomes very difficult to get your life back.
现在问题是，你这样子做了以后，你就很难再回头了。
Jacob sold himself for 7 years for his wife.
他为了得到他的妻子，他把他自己卖了七年。
But 7 became 14.
但是七年实际变成十四年。
And 14 became 20.
而十四年又变成二十年。
Once you sell yourself, you get taken by something, and you can't get yourself back.
你每一次把自己给这样卖了以后，你就被那个东西抓住，然后你就没有办法挣脱那个捆绑。
For 20 years, Jacob was kept off balance, so he never did quite able to come back as a free self again.
所以在那个二十年里面，你就看到他自己失去了控制的能力，他总是被其他的事物在控制他。
We can blame the wives.
当然我们可以责备他的妻子。
We can blame the father-in-law.
我们也可以责备他的岳父。
But actually, it's the enemy who loves to rob our lives.
实际上是仇敌在借着这个机会来剥夺我们的生命。
We think we're using our strength.
我们以为是靠着我们的能力，
but we're actually surrendering ourselves to something else.
实际上我们是把自己降服在另外一个能力的里头。
A third thing we notice in general regarding this discipline time.
第三个观察是什么呢？
Once you leave Canaan, the only way back is through death and resurrection.
一旦你离开了迦南这块地，你要回来只有经过死与复活的步骤才回得了。
Now of course you know, we mentioned last night, behind Jacob was his mother.
当然我们昨天晚上提到在雅各的背后是他的母亲。
And his escape from Canaan was planned by his mother.
他逃离这个迦南是他母亲的策谋。
Mothers are such wonderful schemers.
母亲往往是一个很好的谋略家。
Notice what she says in chapter 27,
27章
and verse 43,
42节。
When she's telling Jacob it's time for him to go,
她告诉他你该走了。
Now therefore my son, obey my voice, and arise and flee to Haran, to my brother Laban. Stay with him a few days until your brother's fury subsides.
现在我儿，你要听我的话，起来逃往哈兰我哥哥拉班那里去，同他住些日子，等你的哥哥气怒气消了。
Just go away a few days.
所以走几天就可以了。
And that went on for 7 years, and then the 14 years, and he never saw his mother again.
他以为是走几天，结果变成七年，不但如此变成14年，还不但如此变成20年，他结果再也没看到他母亲了。
Many people who would see a vision of the house of God, immediately there is efforts made to get them to get out of there, just for a little while.
你就会发现有一些在我们的经历中，我们看到一些异象的时候，我们就被赶出几天就可以了。
If you leave Canaan, you won't come back alive.
如果你离开迦南，你不能活着回来。
It takes a death and resurrection to bring you back.
你要回来就要经过死与复活的步骤。
This is what we see at Peniel.
你在平诺以勒就看到这件事。
But the fourth and most important point as we look at this whole discipline process,
第四个观察也是最重要的一个观察
is that the Holy Spirit is silently working the whole time of the discipline.
在这个被管教的这段时间，圣灵好像一句话都没有。
Notice what the Lord says in Isaiah 43. We read that passage tonight.
刚刚我们在读经的时候读到以赛亚书43章，圣灵怎么说？
When he says, when you go through the waters, I will be with you. When you go through the fire, they shall not burn you.
你经过河水不能漫过你，你经过火不会烧你。
What does he say? I will go with you.
神说我要与你同去。
Jacob, you are mine.
雅各，你是我的。
No matter what you go through, I'll go through it with you.
你不管经历什么，我要跟你一道。
Now this prophecy in Isaiah 43 is given at a time where they're predicted to go into captivity.
这一段我们刚刚读的以赛亚书是一个预言，讲到他们有一天他们要经过被掳的阶段。
God says, I'm sending you to Babylon for your unfaithfulness, but I'm going with you.
因为你们对我不信实，我要把你们放逐到巴比伦去，但是我跟你们一起去。
And over the years, whatever Israel has gone through, God goes through with them, through the waters, through the fires, through the tribulation.
所以在那些被掳的日子，不管是经过任何的苦难，神总是跟他们一道经过。
Why?
为什么？
Because he loves them.
因为他爱他们。
And he has chosen them.
因为他已经拣选了他们。
And so this applies to Jacob the individual as well.
这个原则也应用在雅各的个人的身上。
The Holy Spirit, the Lord went with him through this whole process he was going through.
所以这一个人所做过的一生，神都与他同行。
And how do we know that God went with him through?
那我们怎么只能够知道这件事情，神与他同行呢？
During the 20 years of discipline, he was blessed.
因为在这20年中间，他一直是蒙恩的。
12 kids, that's pretty good.
生了12个儿子。
God kept him.
神保守他。
God protected him.
神保护他。
And even Laban said, I know that your God is blessing me because of you.
他的岳父都做这个见证说，我知道神祝福我，透过你祝福我。
Here's Jacob under discipline, and still people can see God in his life.
虽然他是在受管教的时期，但是其他人还是能够看得出来神的祝福与他同在。
But even though he's being blessed,
虽然他被祝福，
there's no presence, there's no voice, there's no speaking.
但是你却听不到神的话，看不见神的手。
What happened to the seeking?
那么寻找发生了什么事呢？
Is there no more seeking?
在这里找不到这个寻找这件事了。
Does life get too busy to seek anymore?
是不是这个生活太忙就失去了寻找神？
Now, any person who knows the Lord,
任何一个人认识神的话，
they should realize this.
他应该知道这件事。
Just because you're being blessed and because you're being protected does not mean that you're not under discipline.
就是因为你蒙祝福，你蒙神的保护，并不是说你不是在神的管教的手下。
He will be with us wherever we go.
他与我们一直一路同行，不管我们到了哪个天地。
But is that enough when we don't hear His voice?
那么我们就仅仅以这些祝福为满足，我们听不见神的声音就满足吗？
Would we choose with the children of Israel to go into the promised land without the presence of God?
我们会拣选像以色列人当年所说的，我们就去这个迦南地，但是没有神的同在。
Jacob is under the discipline of God's
silence.
啊，这里我们看见，他在这里在神的管教的手里面，虽然神没有说话。
And during this time, the Holy Spirit is engineering circumstances with a twofold purpose.
你在这里可以看到圣灵在安排整个这个环境有两个用意目的。
On the one hand, he will frustrate the self-life of Jacob on every hand.
在一面你可以看到圣灵安排这些环境让这一个雅各的己生命每一次都碰到拦阻。
His flesh will be frustrated, exposed, and weakened.
那么使他的肉体挫折有一种挫折感然后慢慢受到对付然后就变成非常的软弱。
But at the same time, God accomplishes his will.
但是另一面你看见同时神也借着这个步骤完成了神的旨意。
Even as the Lord deals with the flesh of Jacob,
神在那里厉害地对付雅各的肉体。
Still, he performs his will.
神仍然让他的旨意来得到应验。
And so we see that the Holy Spirit is a very wonderful discipliner, so full of mercy, so full of grace.
所以我们从这个步骤里你可以看到圣灵实在是一个最好的训练我们的老师。
Full of patience.
他有耐心有智慧。
But persistently working to separate soul from spirit in our life.
在我们的生命中圣灵是这样的坚持要达到神的目的把我们的魂与灵分开。
Now we want to look at the story a little bit.
好，那我们现在就来看整个的故事深入一点。
Now I think many of you see yourselves as Jacob, and so you've read all the details of his life.
那我知道在座很多弟兄姊妹已经把自己当作雅各，所以你把他的一生的故事都念得很熟了。
But it would be good just to go over to see what's happening in his life during this period of time.
那我们现在又觉得很有用，让我们经过他的一生的故事来看。
Now, as I said last night, let's not think of Jacob just as a worldly sinner.
我们不要把他看成一个属世的一个罪人。
Why is he going to Haran?
他为什么到了哈兰?
Obedience to mama.
顺服他的妈妈。
And because he wanted a family from his own kin.
他希望他能够成家从他的亲族里。
This is according to the promises.
这也是按照神的应许。
He was doing the will of God.
他是在那里替天行道。
It's true, he was escaping.
他是逃。
But he was doing the will of God.
但是他是做执行神的旨意。
By his own strength.
但是却是靠着他自己的能力。
Oh, doing the will of God by our own strength. This is Jacob.
所以他在这里靠着自己的力量来行神的旨意。
He's completely blind to who he is.
他完全看不见他自己是谁。
Why, he's a righteous man.
他是一个义人。
He always does what's right.
他做的事都是对的。
Other people cheat him.
别人都骗我。
But he's always honest.
他是最诚实的人。
He's completely blind to who he is.
他看不见自己。
His life is a pretense.
他的生活是一个假装。
He's a child of God.
他是神的儿女。
Just trying to live in this world.
他要在这个世界生存。
Doing what's right, getting married, having a family.
做该做的事情结个婚成立一个家
Oh, he saw himself as a good person
他看他自己是一个蛮不错的人
Though, you see, we still think that he is maybe a used car salesman
但是我们还是看他像卖旧车的人
Now, he may have made a good used car salesman
他可能做一个好卖好的就卖旧车的人
But as a Christian used car salesman
是一个基督徒的卖旧车的
He was a righteous used car salesman
他相当正义感
You knowWhenever I wanted to get a piece of electronic gear in New York City,
每一次我想要买一些电子的产品在纽约
Yeah, I come from New York.
我从纽约来的
I always go to 47th Street Photo.
我到这个47街摄影部
This organization used to be completely run by Orthodox Jews.
这个店啊，过去都是这些正统犹太教的人开的店。
Everybody working in the store is Orthodox.
每一个在店里工作的都是这些正统犹太教徒。
Everybody is Jacob.
每一个其实都是雅各。
When you make a deal with them, you're breaking their heart, stealing their money.
你
，anyway. You know, but they're so righteous, and yet they make such deals, you know.
他们一般来讲是好像是一个很公正的人，但是实际上他们在在这个中间搞很多的花样。
So now, if you want to visit Jacob, just go to 47th Street 4.
所以你要看一个真正的犹太的雅各，你就到那个店去看很多很多的。
Now, when he went to Haran,
当他去了哈兰
he probably read some of our Christian books on how to have a happy family.
他可能读了这本书，怎么样能够有个快乐家庭
？And first, of course, you fall in love.
第一步当然要谈恋爱了。
And this is more than proper to have a seven-year courtship.
这个比讲起来要比这个谈恋爱谈七年要好一点。
Now, of the 20 years, the first seven were the best of the year.
在那二十年里面，这头七年是最美的日子。
Oh, he was in love.
他入了爱河。
And his father. His father-in-law was so nice to him.
他的岳父对他很好。
He stayed there for a month, just resting, talking.
除了一个月，什么事也没做，就是谈谈话。
His father-in-law kept pushing Rachel out there, you know.
他就把这个姐姐拉姐对给他。
And finally, after a month, the father-in-law says, "Well, now I don't want you not to have any money. So how much do you want to work for me?"
所以过了一个月，他这个岳父就问他：“你要做工作的话，你要我付你多少钱？”
What he really meant was, "You've been living long enough off my money. Now you need to work."
其实他是暗示他，你已经白吃了一个月，你该做点事。
And Jacob says, "7 years for her."
我给你干七年的活，为着这一个拉姐。
Love letters every day.
每天写情书。
Emails.
发电子邮件。
Ah, this 7 years is wonderful years. He's planning the future.
然后想到美好的将来。
And of course, maybe this was the worst nightmare wedding anybody's ever had.
然后有一个任何人不能够想象有这么糟糕的婚礼。
And Jacob was scandalized. How could this man deceive me?
到他那天晚上发现这件事情的时候 他觉得怎么我受这么大的骗呢
You know, the grabber gets grabbed.
所以你可以看到他是一个抓的人现在被抓了
Laban says, please, I wasn't deceiving you.
但是这岳父说没有我根本不是我没有骗你
There's a technicality.
这里我们有一个小的技术性问题
The older girl must be married first.
老大先得结婚
But I've got a bargain for you. 7 more years, you can have them both.
我给你一个好的deal. 你再干七年。
And you know, Jacob's usually pretty clever, but he was too much in love, so he said okay.
平常他很会讨价还价，这一次他马上说可以了，可以了。
So he had to celebrate with Leah for 1 week, which was the 7 years of 1 week.
然后他就跟这个姐姐结了婚，过了一个礼拜的蜜月，但感觉上是七年之长。
But then finally, after the 1 week, he could marry Rachel. Now he was so happy.
然后如果再忍耐七年，他就可以得到他心爱的，他很高兴。
Time to build the happy family.
我可以终于建一个美满的家庭。
Only one problem.
只有一个小问题。
The ugly girl has all the babies.
那个难看的女人她生了很多
As a matter of fact the ugly girl Leah had 6 of the 12 sons
那个女人一口气生了六个十二个儿子六个是她生的
Every time Jacob went near the tent she had another baby
每一次她到帐篷里就生一个
And she had Judah and Levi.
犹大是她生的，利未是她生的。
Leah was God's choice for Mother of the Year.
利亚就被选为那一年的模范母亲。
But Jacob was blind to his prejudice, the same prejudice his father had. So he.
但是他自己不知道，他自己有一个很大的偏见，就跟他老子是一样的。
Now he should love Leah for all those children.
他爱这些孩子。
But you know, when Leah had a child, every time Leah had a boy, she named him something about, well, now he's going to love me.
他每次给这个孩这个姐姐给这个孩子取名字的时候就取这个名字的意思就是说现在他总该爱我了吧。
Let's look at a few of these names.
我们来看他的名字。
In chapter 29, verse 32.
29章32节。
Leah conceived and bore a son and named him Reuben, for she said, Because the Lord has seen my affliction, surely now my husband will love me.
32节，利亚怀孕生了，就给他起名叫流便，因而说，耶和华看见我的苦情，如今我的丈夫必爱我。
Verse 33.
And
she conceived and bore a son and said, Because the Lord has heard that I am unloved, therefore he's given me a son, named him Simeon.
然后下面又说，他耶和华因看见我失宠，所以又赐给我这个儿子，就叫他叫西缅。
Verse 34.
34.
She conceived again and bore a son and said, Now this time my husband will become attached to me because I've borne three sons and named him Levi.
然后因为这一次给我生了三个儿子他必与我联合就叫他立位
Leah was unloved
因为这个是他不觉得丈夫爱他
You know, Jacob hadn't learned to look beyond the exterior
那雅各必须看从表面看到后面去
Brothers and sisters, Leah was God's blessing
利亚其实是神的祝福
She had the best kids
她生的都是好儿子
Meanwhile, Rachel
同时你看到拉姐
Behind her cosmetics, she was a bossy woman
在她那个美容的这后面其实她是一个非常做老板的老婆
She came up to Jacob and said, Give me children or I'll die
她对她的丈夫说你给我儿子不然我要死了
Now, obviously, the problem was with her, not him.
当然这个问题是老婆的问题，怎么会是丈夫的问题呢？
But she began to nag him and say, Come into my tent, come on, tonight's the night, I feel lucky.
她就叫她的老公说，今天晚上跟我同房，我可以有一个儿子。
And there was strife between Leah and Rachel, and neither one of them felt loved.
所以这两个姐妹就在那里斗来斗去，没有一个人觉得她们是被真正被爱的。
Rachel says, "If you love me, you'd give me a baby."
如果你真爱我，让我生一个儿子。
Leah said, "You should love me. I've given you babies."
我已经给她的姐姐说，我已经给你生了这么多，你怎么还不爱我
？So they brought in two substitutes.
所以他们就找了两个代替品。
Now I have a feeling these maids were unwilling in this whole thing.
我也感觉这些使女其实都不愿意介入这个家里的这些斗争。
But Bilhah and Zilpah got added into this whole mix.
所以就加进了这两个使女，一个叫毗拉，还有一个叫做
Zilpah.
Zilpah.
And each of them had two babies, but it didn't satisfy anybody. Nobody was happy now.
这两个使女都生了各生了一个儿子，但是这个两个儿子一出来，更多的人不快乐了。
Things were getting worse and worse.
事情就越来越糟糕。
And then the boys began to grow up, and they began to form factions and fight one another.
然后这些孩子慢慢就长大了，他们就结成不同的帮派，就打起来了。
You know, they lined up according to their mothers, and they fought one another.
然后你是哪一房，你就打另外一房。
And so now Jacob is running around from tent to tent, trying to keep the peace.
然后这可怜的爸爸就一家一家跑，要去摆平这些事情。
Now you know the interesting thing is
一个有意思的事情。
This is the house of God.
这是神的家在肉体里头。
Now who is the house of God? Jacob.
什么是神的家呢？就是雅各。
Look at the situation.
那你看看这个神的家变成什么样
？In the house of God, it can be the same way.
今天你看到神的家不也很像吗
？It can be unbearable when the flesh is all over the place.
你就看到个人的肉体大发的时候，到处你看的都是这些可怕的景象。
There's those people who seem to have no gift, but they're fruit.
你看那些好像没有什么恩赐的人，只是他结出很多的果子来。
And then there's these very handsome, handsome, good-looking people, and they're barren.
你可以看到这些好像看起来很不错的人，可是他们结不出什么果子来。
And then you have factions in the church.
然后在教会里面，你看到这边一帮，那边一派。
You have substitute servants.
然后有一些。代理的仆人
This is a terrible picture when it's the house of God
你把这个图画变成教会今天来看的话是一个何等可怕的光景
You know, what about this happy family life?
他原来想的这个快乐家庭到哪里去了
This was a disaster
这变成一个很可怕的悲剧
Jacob went down to the tea house and played mahjong a lot
可能这个雅各就跑到了这个
这个茶茶馆去了。
Anyway, let's go to chapter 30, verse 25.
然后我们看三十章二十五节。
We can see that Jacob can't even stand this strife all the time.
我们可以看得出来，这个雅各他没有办法在这样的一个痛苦的斗争的里面来生活。
We see in verse 25 of chapter 30. Now it came about when Rachel had borne Joseph that Jacob said to Laban, "Send me away that I may go to my own place and to my own country."
拉结生约瑟之后，雅各对拉班说，请打发我走，叫我回到我本乡本土去。
Finally, Rachel had a baby.
最后当然这个拉结生了一个。
And Jacob said, I'm out of here. Let's go back home.
好，受够了，回家了，回家了。
14 years he's waited for this.
那14年。
Now let's go.
现在我要回家了。
Wait, and there's family business.
但是现在还有一个家庭事业在这个里。
Then the family business.
他已经在这个家庭事业里面有份了。
Laban comes and says, Jacob, you can't leave us now.
这个岳父说，你怎么能走呢？
I know that God has blessed me and my flocks because of you.
神今天这么祝福我，就是因为你在我家。
You're my number one son.
你是我唯一的儿子。
Now name your wages. I want you to stay on.
你要我加薪加多少？你说我，你留下来。
And it's true, Laban's flocks have been real.
是这个拉班的羊群蒙大恩祝福。
Now what's Jacob supposed to do?
那么现在这一个雅各该怎么办呢？
Now he could have left right then.
他就可以离开就是。
Then he thought about Esau back. Maybe I better not.
他想想他的哥哥在那边等他，他说，哎，还是不要回去吧。
Then he came up with an idea.
啊，我有一个妙招。
This was the best scam in the Bible.
这是圣经里面最有名的一个骗局。
I call it the Padanaram She Scam.
巴旦亚兰花斑诡计，花斑羊诡计。
So Jacob says, "Don't pay me anything."
他就说，不，我不要你一毛钱。
Except the few spotted and striped and black sheep that you have. That's all.
你只要把你羊里面那几只有斑点的、有黑点的，给我就行。
Now you know the pure white sheep are the most valuable.
你知道这个白羊是值钱的。
Laban said it's a deal.
没问题，行。
And Jacob once again grabbed the opportunity.
现在雅各又抓。
Now you know Jacob knew nothing about recessive genes in the sheep or anything like that.
他没有做任何所谓的遗传基因工程。
But the first thing he did, he separated the two herds by 3 days so that Laban couldn't accuse him of stealing his sheep.
他就把他的羊跟这个岳父的羊分开，有一个3天的距离。
And then Jacob had this great idea.
他又想他的妙招。
Let's strip the bark off some wood and make a little fence that's striped.
然后把这个树的皮也给拔下来，然后把它做成有这个条纹的一个房子。
Let's put it down by the water hole.
然后把它放在这个水边。
When the sheep go down there, they see this.
当这个羊看到这个自己的样子的时候。
And while they see this, when they mate, they will cause the sheep to be all spotted and striped.
所以当他看到这个样子的时候，他交配的话就会生出这个样子的羊。
And so it says, he took over the all of the sheep and he was running around with this little fence everywhere.
然后他就到处跑，到处把这样的这个木桩子就放在这些。
Now when he saw there were two strong sheep starting to mate, he would kick them apart and then put this fence up there so that they could see this fence and then have striped sheep.
所以他就这样子，他自己的那个诡计就这样子把这些羊都变成有斑点。
But when there were weak sheep, he pulled the fence away and didn't let them see it.
有羊壮羊有一套方法，弱羊有另外一套方法。
This was Jacob's best.
这是他最聪明的一个计谋。
And you know the God who chose him.
神看到这个东西一定在天上发笑。
And God blessed his
herd. 神就祝福他的羊群。
When we look here, let's see, in verse 43 of chapter 30,
这个三十章四十三节。
So Jacob became exceedingly prosperous and had large flocks and female and male servants and camels and donkeys.
于是雅各极其发达，得了许多的羊群、仆婢、骆驼和驴。
So what happened was Jacob got all the healthy, good sheep, and Laban was left with these little skinny sheep right here. And obviously Jacob's flock.
所以这个经过他这么一个诡计之后，他的羊变得越肥越壮越多。那么他岳父的羊呢，就瘦木少，又瘦又可怜。
Now when you cheat your father, you are in trouble.
如果你骗你的岳父，你就糟糕了。
And we see in chapter 31, verses 1 and 2, Jacob heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and from what belonged to our father, he has made all his wealth. And Jacob saw that the face of Laban, and behold, it was not friendly toward his father.
但是一章一节二节，雅各听见拉班的儿子们有话说，雅各把我们父亲所有的都夺去了，并借着我们父亲的得了这一切的荣耀或者财富。雅各见拉班的气色，向他不如从前了。
Now over 20 years, Jacob had learned to read Laban's.
这二十年来，他天天看他岳父的脸色过日子。
No why?
为什么
？Because it's like looking in a mirror.
因为这好像看见他自己的镜子。
When Jacob looked at Laban,
他每次看他的岳父，就看他的自己。
Jacob can tell everything.
所以他能够从他的脸色去看出每一件事情他在想什么。
And with 20 years, the Lord began to expose his life are also.
所以神借着这二十年的经历。用他的岳父让他了解你跟他差不多。
And when Laban's face turned against, he became rich.
所以当他的岳父脸色一转要反对他的时候，他心里面害怕。
You know, he can take my wives, he can take my children, he can take.
他能够剥夺我的妻子，剥夺我的羊群。
Just during the 6 years that he was doing the flock, Laban changed his wages 10 times.
在那些年间，他的岳父改他的工价10次。
He felt trapped in Haran.
所以他这个时候他觉得他已经陷在那个哈兰的地方。
He no longer could stand to be around Laban.
他无法容忍在他的岳父家里。
And he was tired of himself.
他对他自己也非常的厌倦。
His experience over the 20 years he testified as a bitter.
他自己做见证，这过去的二十年实在是一个痛苦的日子。
In that chapter 31 and verse 40, we just read his testimony to Laban.
31章40节是他对他岳父所做的见证。
Verse 40. Thus I was by day the heat consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep.
我白日受尽干热，黑夜受尽寒霜，得合眼睡着。我常是这样。
These 20 years I've been in your house. I've served you 14 years for your 2 daughters and 6 years for your flock. You've changed my wages 10 times.
这二十年在你家里为你两个女儿服侍你14年，为你的羊群服侍你6年，你又改了我十次改了我的工价。
If the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had not been for me, surely now we would have been sent away empty-handed. But God has seen my affliction and the toil of my hands, so he rendered judgment.
若不是我父亲以撒所敬畏的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神与我同在，你如今必定打发我空手而去。神看见我的苦情和我的劳碌，就在昨夜责备你。
This is very revealing.
这段话很把他的心声透露出来。
Jacob rich.
现在雅各很富有。
This time he had 11 sons.
他在这里有11个儿子与女儿。
2 wives and 2 servants.
两个老婆跟两个使女。
He was of all men.
他是一个非常蒙祝福的人。
But he was under the discipline.
但是却是在神管教的手中。
And it was bitter.
他心里面充满了苦毒。
He felt the cold at night heat.
他感到白日的干旱与黑夜的冷冷。
He felt himself cheated through the whole time's experience.
在这二十年的经历里头，他知道他自己是受骗。
Holy Spirit had to speak.
圣灵这些年准备他，现在神要开始对他讲话。
Why did the Holy Spirit have to wait 2 years to speak?
为什么圣灵要等二十年之久才向他说话呢？
Took him that long to know.
因为要用二十年的时间让他真正的认识透了他的自己。
It took him that long to realize who he was.
要用这么长的时间让他知道他是谁。
You know, when his father said, "Who are you, my son?" He said, "I'm Esau."
当他的父亲当年问他你是谁的时候，他说我是以扫。
He knew he couldn't get the blessing by his real name.
如果他说是真的名字的话，他就得不到这个祝福。
So he deceived.
所以他就骗了他的爸爸。
But when the angel at the river asked, "What is your name?" he said, "Jacob."
但是二十年后，当天使问他你叫什么名字？他说我叫雅各。
Because he knew.
他这个时候真的知道他是谁。
He had seen what his grabbing.
他完全看见了他当年的抓所产生的后果是什么。
Now it's interesting, just about this time, he is feeling trapped, the Lord speaks.
就在他觉得他已经四处无门的时候，神向他说话。
We see it in chapter 31, verse 3.
31章第3节。
The Lord said to Jacob, "Return to the land of your fathers and to your relatives, and I will be with
you." 耶和华对雅各说你要回你父之地，到你亲族那里去，必与你同在。
And some seeking.
所以这个时候，忽然间，他原来那种追求的心就回来了。
Where had that seeking after the things of God been?
这个原来他有的那种寻求的心，二十年到哪里去了
？Somehow lost in the entanglement of this world, the flesh fighting.
那个心智经过在这个二十年中，在他忙碌的生活这些不断的斗争里面消失磨掉。
Now he was seeking to return back to Bethlehem.
现在 他现在又开始神的召，就让他想要回到伯特利去。
He gathers his four wives together and tells them the story.
然后就把他四个妻子找来跟他讲这个故事。
And how God spoke to him.
当年神对他们说过，神对他们说了什么话
？In verse 13 of chapter 31.
十三节。
I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed a pillar, where you made a vow to me. Now arise, leave this land and return to the land of your birth.
神对他说，我是伯特利的神，你在那里用油浇过柱子，向我许过愿，现今你起来离开这地，归你本去吧。
After 20 years of bondage, he felt he had to.
在这二十年的捆绑的里面，他今天终于觉得他该回去了。
He had a desire to go.
他有一个回家的愿望。
He was seeking again the things of God.
他开始重新寻找这位神。
But now with a difference.
这时候有一个差别。
Before he just desired the things of God.
以前他只是想要有神的事情。
Now he needed.
现在他需要神。
And so he was seeking back.
所以他现在开始寻找回家的路。
You see, the Holy Spirit had prepared him.
所以你可以看得出来，圣灵在这里准备他的心。
If the Lord speaks to somebody and they're not ready to hear.
如果平常神说话的时候，人没有预备好听神的话。
If somebody's still trying to do the will of God by their own strength, then what can he say?
如果一个人想靠他自己的能力来做神的旨意的话，神不能说什么。
But now the Spirit had prepared him.
但现在神已经把这个环境、心态都预备好了。
Not the least of which, don't forget, are the 11 and one on.
现在有这十一个儿子，然后十二老十二还在要生出来的时候
，Rachel was pregnant with Benjamin. They left.
当他们要离开这个地方的时候，便雅悯在母亲的肚子里。
Now what was the main reason for him going down, Haran?
他当年去哈兰的原因是什么
？Literally, have son.
他为了要成家，要有孩子。
How else could he have done it except with four wives?
他如果没有这四个老婆，他也达不到这个目的。
It's strange, but God used the whole circumstance. These are the sons that became the tribes, that became the nation, that became the blessing to the world.
这十二儿子就成为十二个支派，变成一个国家，然后神在这一群人身上做了大事。
It's interesting. Sometimes what we feel is a burden to us is the blessing from God.
很有意思的一件事情就是你会发现，常常我们觉得是一个重担不能够承受的，却是神实际的祝福。
I suppose Leah every once in a while had to remind Jacob and say, you know, you're really blessed to have all of children.
所以他的妻子利亚，我相信常常提醒他，你有这么多的孩子是上帝的祝福。
And not only that, but the Holy Spirit had prepared Jacob's heart. He wanted to return now.
现在雅各的心已经准备好，他要回去了。
He knew himself. He wanted deliverance from himself.
他知道他自己需要神的释放。
And even when he what he did was he escaped.
有天晚上他开始逃。
He took his wives and children. They all escaped during the night.
趁着这个夜晚，他带了全家逃走。
It was a time when Laban was out shearing the sheep, and he snuck away.
那天晚上他的岳父出去剪羊毛，他就趁机溜了。
But you know the Lord had even prepared the way.
神也给他开路。
Laban came chasing after Jacob.
那他岳父后面就追了。
But the Lord told Laban, "Don't you put a hand on Jacob."
神就警告他的岳父说，你不能够伤害你的这个儿子。
So Laban came and complained about his household gods being stolen, and Jacob just leaving with the family without saying goodbye.
然后这个岳父回来追到他们就说，哎，你们把我的家里的神给偷走了，然后你们怎么走也不辞行就跑掉了。
But Laban wanted to do a lot more. God prevented.
其实他的岳父心里面想要做的更多的事情，但是神已经禁止他。
The Lord protected Jacob all the way back.
所以你可以看到神的手在那里保护他一路上。
And so Laban and Jacob made a covenant.
所以这个岳父就跟他立了一个约。
They made a line that would never be crossed.
所以他们就画一条38度线，谁也不破碎。
In one sense, you could say Jacob was now separated from himself.
所以你可以看，你从一个意义上来讲，雅各跟他自己画条线。
God willing,
神就预备他的心。
But the fear of all fears,
他心里面最大的害怕是他的哥哥。
Laban was nothing.
他的岳父比起这个哥哥来讲，小巫见大巫。
And all of that fleshly grasping for 20 years made Jacob more and more fearful of what Esau was.
所以在这二十年里面，他心里面一直对他的哥哥有一种加深的恐惧。
Jacob was so desperate. I guess he decided he'd rather go back and die in his homeland, stay Haran.
但是这个时候他觉得他宁可回家死，也不要在这个哈兰多待一天。
The closer he got to the land, more afraid.
但是离家越近，心里越害怕。
Of course, we know because we've read the story. Esau had no more grudge.
但是我们是事后诸葛亮都知道他哥哥并没有恨他了。
But when Jacob sent out the telegram,
他也没有送一个电报去通知他。
He got the message.
message back says 400 men are coming with Esau.
那他听到的是，哦，以扫带了四百个人回来了。
It was a welcome party.
雅各带了四百人，他的哥哥带了四百人来欢迎他。
Jacob thought it was death for sure.
但是雅各听到这个消息的时候，以为这下是来讨他的债的，要杀他了。
You know, it's our self life so afraid.
是我们这个己生命最怕死的。
Our self life is so guilty.
我们的己生命一直有一种罪恶感。
And Jacob was.
他心里面害怕。
We see Jacob in this story a desperate, desperate.
你就可以看到，在这个时刻，他是一个非常没有办法的人。
Now God tried to encourage him, and God had some angels appear to Jacob to encourage him, but it didn't help.
所以这个时候，神要鼓励他，甚至让天使来向他显现，也没办法鼓励他。
We are watching Jacob come to the end of this.
所以你可以看到，这浑身是本领的雅各现在来到一筹莫展的地步。
He prays the most beautiful religious prayer.
他在那里祷告了一个最美的宗教性的祷告。
Oh God, I'm not worthy.
神啊，我什么也不是。
Now please help me, even though I'm not worthy, because you promised.
虽然我不配，但是你答应，曾经答应过。
Remember, I said you'd be my God if you do these things.
记得，如果你保护我平平安安，你就是我的神。
Then he said, Amen.
Amen.
Then he sent out some troops to bribe Esau.
所以他就先派一批人去送好东西来贿赂他的哥哥。
Then he split his family in half in case one half gets butchered, maybe the other half escapes.
然后把他家分成两群，有一群如果死了，还有一群。
He sent them all across the river.
然后把他们通通送到河的那一面去。
And he was left.
他自己一个人躲在后头。
The isolation of revelation.
所以你看到这个在孤单的里头得着启示，这个原则又来了。
20 years ago, he was.
二十年前他曾经孤单一人。
He was on the run.
那天他也是在逃。
He was afraid of Esau.
他怕他的哥哥。
He was questioning how important is this birthright.
他在路上一直在想，到底得的这个长子的名分。
Now 20 years later, he's all alone.
现在二十年后，他又是一个人。
On the run.
他又在逃。
Afraid of Esau.
他也是怕他的哥哥。
And he's wondering the value of this birthright and blessing anyway.
他还在想到底这个长子名分有什么好处。
I've got my sheep now.
现在我有羊了。
What if I give the birthright back to Esau?
我好不好把这个长子名还给他算了？
I'm sure he must have wondered. He's at the end of himself. He's expecting Esau to come at any moment.
所以他这个时候心里害怕，以扫忽然间出现在他面前。
He doesn't ever wrestle.
但是他没有跟他哥哥摔过跤。
He wrestles with a man.
他其实是跟一个人在摔跤。
All night long.
整夜整个摔跤。
Who is this man?
这个人是谁？
这个是谁？ He had one of those moments of clarity.
忽然间有一个意象。
Is this wrestling?
这个摔跤是什么？
Tossing, turning, wrestling all night.
整夜就在那里斗来又斗去。
All these 20 years, Jacob thought he was wrestling his father-in-law, wives, children, circumstances, the business. He was wrestling.
这二十年来，他跟他的岳父摔跤，他跟他的妻子们摔跤，他跟他的孩子们摔跤，他在事业上也在那里斗。到底他跟谁在斗？他发现他其实是跟神在斗。
You know, when we go through difficult circumstances, we always blame the other people or the circumstances. But you know, God wrestles.
我们在这一些的问题的里面，我们总是责怪对方、别人。但是当我们真正明白的时候，你会发现神在这一切的问题的后面，你其实是跟神在那里摔跤。
And he realized that God who had been wrestling him behind the scene and now correct.
同时又发现本来藏在这许多的问题的后面的神，现在今天神抓住他。
Isn't it merciful how God wrestles?
所以你看到这里神与雅各摔跤是神的怜悯。
Now God could have just thrown him down on that. 2 seconds he could have completely crushed.
神真的要把他打倒，两秒钟就把他摔在地上毫无问题。
But he remained grappling.
但是神好像把他自己变成可以抓住的神，让他抓了一个晚上。
You know sometimes when we wrestle with God,He remains grabbable, and we talk, and he talks, and we reason with him. He reasons with us. He's such a
我们的神是多么的有怜悯的神，他把他自己降卑到一个层次，跟我们一样，然后让我们抓住他，跟他辩论，跟他真理。
God was grabbable, but he was
神好像我们可以抓得住，但是我却又看不见他。
Can't be God.
你打不败他。
And they wrestled.
他们一夜的在那里争斗。
And then, when Jacob was worn down and his self,
他所有力量都用完了，然后他的。
God touched.
因为神摸到他的大腿，整个把他打垮。
self.
他的己生命完全破碎。
He still had a self.
他还有这个己。
Limping.
但是是一个瘸腿的己。
You can't really be a grasper when you're limping.
你瘸腿以后，你再也没有办法成为一个抓的人。
Well, you can try, but you won't be very powerful.
你会试试看，但是你的能力已经没有了。
His self was
因为你的己完全被打动打垮。
And here he saw that God had worked everything together to save his children.
所以你可以看到，神为着他拣选的器皿，他让万事互相效力。
And so he entered into this dialogue with this wrestling angel.
他在这个摔跤的中间跟这个天使有个对话。
He said, the angel said, let me go.
天使对他说，让我走吧。
What he means by that is, do you want to let me
go? 意思说，你要让我走吗？
Jacob said,
那雅各就说，我不让你走。
Now, do you think God had a problem with that?
神有没有对这句话有没有难处？
No, it's just like the story of how it takes a man a long time to win the woman who has already won marriage.
就好像男女谈恋爱的时候，这个男的要得着这个女的，其实这个女的老早得着他了。
No, the woman has foreknowledge. I'm going to marry that.
女的老早知道我要嫁给他。
And then she brings the man around to where he says, I'm going to marry you.
然后他能够让他不说这个话，让这个男的说这句话。
And of course, she acts very surprised.
然后他就说，哦。何等的吃惊。
And so Jacob said, I will not let you go.
那雅各说，我不让你走。
The Lord didn't want
to. 当然神不要他让他走。
Oh, bless me.
祝福我。
What was he saying?
他是 说这句话什么？
God, I need you, God, I need you.
神啊，我要你，我真的要你。
You've broken my strength.
你已经把我整个的力量打垮了。
Now I have to have you.
我没有你不行啊。
You are my life.
你是我的生命。
I can't go on without you.
没有你我活不下去了。
I won't let you go.
我不能让你走了。
See what happened?
发现什么？
And God,
神就祝福他。
Changed his name.
他就把他名字改了。
Changed his name to Israel.
改成以色列。
But I'll tell you the real.
那真的主。
They got through. Jacob got up and he was limp.
这个时候他已经是个瘸腿。
Rested. Had the presence of God.
但是从那一天起，每天神的面他都在。
Jacob even went through the country. People were afraid.
当他走过那个乡村的道路，人看见他都害怕，因为他有神的
庇护。He was a limping man with the presence.
他虽然是一个瘸腿的老人，但是神的在与他在一起。
Brothers and sisters, this is where the Lord wants us.
弟兄姊妹。这就是神在我身上所要得着。
How the Lord wants to be joined.
神何等的盼望过与我们联合。
In reality, for us to abide in Him, to abide.
怎么样能够在实际的生活中看见我们在他里面，他在我们。
To live, the abiding.
我们能够住在神里。
Now, what does all of this mean? What does Peniel mean in terms of?
那么到底这个皮努以勒用新约的话来说是什么意思
？We see it in what Jacob said after.
我们来看这个雅各后来说什么。
He says, "I call this place." Now, Peniel means the face of God.
给那个地方起名叫比努以勒，就是神的面。
Because he said, I have seen God face to face, and still I.
意思说，我面对面看见了神，我的性命仍旧得保全。
Oh, brothers and sisters, you see, Galatians 2:20, with all.
加拉太书二章二十节就是这句话的意思。
I've been crucified with Christ.
我与基督同钉十字架。
Nevertheless, I live.
但如今活着不再是我。
Yet not I.
是基督在我里面。
This precious union between God. And Jacob has been affected, and he's now Israel.
所以这一个就是皮努以勒的最佳解释。现在他活在神的面光中。
This is a picture of our desired union.
这是一个图画，说出人与神一个愿意的心。
The long breaking process is not the end.
这个神二十年的对付不是他的目的。
The end is His strength perfected in our.
目的乃是让神的能力在这个软弱的人身上显得完全。
When we're weak. And we have to hold on. That's why.
当我们真正软弱的时候，神的能力就彰显出来。
The separating of soul and spirit through the process of discipline is not the end of them. It's to live by the Spirit.
神把在这个过程中把灵与魂在我们身上能够分开，本身不是目的。他的目的乃是让我们能够靠圣灵而活。
And as we see from the story, it's not a one-time experience. It's a day by day, dying, letting His life.
所以我们从整个的故事来看的时候，你就。知道这不是一次完成的事情，乃是我们天天在那里学习的一个过程。
We will see from this point on Jacob decreasing.
我们整个看过来，你就可以知道，一天一天这个老雅各就减少，主就一天一天的增加。
This wasn't the end of Jacob. This was the beginning.
所以你就知道，这不是说到雅各的结束，而是说以色列的开始。
Now Jacob would learn how to be not a grabber but a possessor.
所以在这里所看见的 不是一个抓的雅各，而是一个能够拥有神一切丰富的以色列。
The Lord wants His chosen vessels to be princes who can possess all our possessions.
所以你就知道神的旨意需要我们每一个神的儿女来成为神丰富的那一个拥有者。
This is what it means to be His son.
成为神的儿子是什么意思？
To bet to possess the land.
能够占有这块应许之地。
To bind and loose.
能够捆绑也能释放。
To live in the inexhaustible riches.
能够住在那一个吃不透丰富的基督里头。
But when for us to come to this place, He has to deal with ourselves.
但是要让我们达到神给我们这样的一个境界，我们的己生命必须接受神的对付。
And there's many times He has to bring us through such experiences.
所以我们每一个人都要经过像雅各所经过的这一个逼东以勒的经历。
God revealed Himself, Jacob, as the transformer.
所以在这里，神启示给雅各，神是这一个改变者。
What a blessing!
这是何等的祝福。
Now have you have been through a Jabbok experience?
你有没有经过这个经历呢？
Have you been dealt with by the Lord?
你有被神对付过吗？
Has He wrestled with you?
你跟神摔过脚吗？
Does He own you?
他今天拥有你没有？
Do you own Him?
你拥有神没有？
Has He laid hold of you?
神抓住你没有？
Have you laid hold of Him?
你抓住神没有？
Ah, this is a good wrestling match.
这是一个很好的摔跤的对比。
Some people have a great dynamic experiences, some people not.
是有的人有一个很戏剧化的经历，有的人没有那么戏剧化的经历。
But the process of this discipline is always.
但是不管你是怎样的经历，它的原则是不变的。
We have to see ourselves.
我们必须看见自己。
And then in the end be crucified.
然后看见我们真正被钉死。
And have the Lord deal with ourselves by the Spirit.
然后神怎么样对付借着这样的经历。
In such a way that we begin to live by.
这样我们才会依靠他的生命而活。
Some this is a large experience.
但是对有的人这是一个很大的一个经历。
Now, yesterday I made a statement that the Lord even uses.
我昨天说过，神也会用我们的错误。
We can make mistakes. Lord still uses to accomplish it.
我们一生中犯很多的错误，神可以用这些错误来达到神要达到的目的。
I know some people came up and asked me about the statement.
那么有人就来问我，讲完道就问这个我讲这句话的正确性。
And also how we can grab God.
然后我们怎么能够抓住神呢？
Way, how do you grab God?
你怎么抓住神？
He has to reveal himself.
他必须向你有启示。
Every time he does grab,
每一次他抓住。
You know, whenever you hear the word of God and living, you should grab it.
每一次你听见神的这个话语，你应该紧紧的抓住。
It isn't just a huge experience.
这不是一个很大的经历而已。
Suppose you heard this morning that the fatherhood of God is when He gives you precious promises to encourage you.
今天早晨我们听见神的话说到，神是我们的父，他给我们又大又美好的应许。
Did you hear that word this morning?
今天早上你听见这个信息没有？
Did you see something in that word?
你在这句话里面有看见什么真理吗？
Did you grab it?
你有没有抓住这个应许？
Did you mark it?
你有没有把它写下来呢？
Did you say, Lord, make that real to me?
你有没有向神祷告说，把这句话在我的生命中变成真实？
Ah, then you're grabbed.
如果你这样做，你就是抓住的。
Now you'll get them.
你就会被带到一个程度。
But if you just hear and then you go outside and have some snack,
如果你只是听听，出去又吃了一顿饭，
and you have no interest in pursuing or finding the reality.Of the thing you just heard.
你根本没有兴趣来找着这句话的真实性，对你来讲的话，
then not really right.
你就没有做到抓住神。
Anyway, back to the mistake.
现在回头讲那个关于错误的事。
I just want to finish just to give a little adventure in my life, share about my Jabbok.
那我现在就讲一点我自己个人的经历，在这个原则上。
In 1973, I made it.
1973年我犯了一个严重错误。
I was serving the Lord in New York.
那个时候我在纽约服侍主。
And the Lord was blessing.
神祝福我。
But I was having a hard time because I wasn't making very much money and I had three boys and a wife.
那个时候我的收入很低，而且那个时候我有三个孩子。
So we were living upstairs in my parents' house more than a year.
我就住在我的父母家里的楼上住了有一年之久。
And I received an opportunity to become somebody wanted to buy me.
那个时候有一个人想要买我，我有一个机会。
To be an apartment complex chap, never heard of it.
要成为一个很大的一个公寓区。住宅区的牧师。
There were some Christian men who built an apartment complex. They wanted me to be the chaplain.
那么这个投资者是一个基督徒，他盖了一大片的这个公寓呢，那里他要请我去做那个公寓地区的那个牧师。
Now I looked at the hardship of my family and I said, I think I'm going to take.
看到我自己家里面这个经济的重担，我想我应该答应这个机会。
Now I always want to serve the Lord.
我是愿意服侍主。
This is the first time I ever took a job.
这是第一次我抓住这个职业。
This was
这是我的错误。
I knew before I left New York. It was
我还没有离开纽约，我心里已经知道这个不对。
So I moved to another city down south.
我就向南迁。
And of course, I was a chaplain for about 6 months, and then they ran out of money, and that was the end of that.
干了六个月，然后他这个钱也没了，所以我职业也没有。
So being a desperate man, I started a church.
所以我就自己开始一个新的教会。
People started coming together, and I started preaching, and this church started growing.
所以慢慢人就来了，越来越多，成长。
And so I was having a good time there, watching this church.
所以我在那里慢慢看见这个教会成长，我也很高兴。
But I didn't know why I was there.
我并不真正知道我为什么跑到那个地方。
Now while I was there serving,
在那里我服侍主。
Once a month, this man come to town.
有一个人到这个城里面一个月一次来教导主的话。
Now this man is our brother Stephen Kang.
这个人就是江弟兄。
Now I would be working in my ministry in this church I was involved.
所以那个时候我一面在我自己这个小教会工作。
As I called it in those days, this was my church.
这是我的教会。
And once a month, this brother came and he would teach.
然后每个月江弟兄就来。
Well, from the first time I heard him, I was.
第一次我听到的话就被抓住。
Every time he would teach the Bible, he would talk about the cross.
每一次在信息里面就讲到我们基督徒需要十字架来对付我们的肉体。
And then testimony of the.
然后说到得胜者的见证。
I remember he did 1 month Numbers, 1 month Deuteronomy, 1 month Joshua, and Judges, and every month same cross.
所以每一个月来江弟兄就讲一本书，那么这一卷一卷讲下来，他的信息其实没有改变，都是讲到十字架，十字架。
Every time I heard him.
每一次我听到这个信息，我知道是。对的。
And eventually the Lord began to deal in my life such a way left.
所以到一个程度我就离开了那个的教会。
And I went to join this little house people with this brother.
所以在那个时候我就开始参加这一群基督徒。那个时候每次江弟兄来的时候就在那里讲道。
Now this was difficult for me.
对我来讲很困难。
Many people couldn't understand why I left.
那么我那边那一群人没有一人懂为什么离开了。
And especially my wife and children didn't understand.
最不能懂我的就是我的妻子跟我的三个孩子。
Now I started substitute teaching, it's driving a school bus, all these jobs, my children are watching, you know.
那么这个时候我就去开学校的校车，然后做一些打零工。
Now I went to this group, but they didn't trust me, and I could see.
那么这一群基督徒也不相信他。
So they wouldn't let me speak or even play my guitar.
那么他就不让我来讲，或者不让我甚至弹这个吉他来唱诗。
So I had to just sit there with my family, worship God.
所以我就参加聚会，跟我的全家在这一群基督徒中间来敬拜主。
And this became a Jap.
所以这里是我的这个亚伯渡口。
The Lord really dealt with me and put me in the washing machine, put me in the dryer, and put me back in the washing machine, tumbled me around.
所以神这个时候就把我们好像就放在洗碗机里面、干燥机里面来回折腾。
People were pretty tough on me, at least my wife so.
那么我的妻子认为我被这些弟兄们对付得够惨。
But I had to come to the end of my ministry so that I could be with God.
所以这样就把我所谓我的职事来到了一个终点。
It takes a long time to strain out ministeriality.
所以神要用很长的一段时间把我这一个这种想做神工的这种态度把它转过来。
They were difficult days. I remember many days going out and boot running.
那些日子对我来讲非常的痛，我记得有的时候我就跑到了树林里面去哭一场。
Remember one time I cried out to God, I said, God, why have you taken away my ministry?
我就跟神抱怨说，神啊，你怎么把我的这一个侍奉职事给夺光了呢？
I said, I've never taken.
我从来没有把你侍奉职事夺掉。
I said, well, I have such a burden about this group.
我对这一群人很有负担。
He says, you can minister by prayer.
你可以服侍他们借着祷告。
I didn't understand.
我不懂这句话。
No, usually when you minister the word, you think everything happens will speak.
所以你习惯讲道的人，你总是觉得你讲完道事情才会发生。
I mean, I was a pretty simple person in a way, but I had to learn many of these kinds of lessons.
所以这些很简单的功课，我都必须从头学起。
I thank God.
感谢神。
I went through death, resurrection.
这样经过死，然后复。
Now I'm free.
今天我自由。
The Lord continues to teach me in such a way that I can decrease and He can increase.
所以神一直在那里教我学一个课，我逐渐变小。
But in that time, and I can talk to Him. Day by day.
所以每天我在这个步骤的学习中，今天神能够跟我能够对话。
I used to be serving in the church and seeing many blessings, but never hearing the Lord.
我在以前我在那里忙碌的所谓的服事，但我从来听不见神对我说什么。
Now sometimes I hear the Lord and I see the church is in terrible condition.
那么现在我能够
听见神对我说的话，但是教会的光景表面来看起来是一塌糊涂。
But I found that the Lord never wanted to destroy myself. He just wanted to break it.
我深深的发现神并不是要毁掉我们这个人，乃是他要把我们破碎。
Day by day, he teaches me myself, and more importantly, himself.
每天我们学习认识自己的本相，然后同时认识神自己是谁。
Now everybody goes through some experience like that.
所以我们每一个人都要经过像类似的步骤。
And why is that?
为什么？
Because he has chosen us, and he will transform us.
因为他已经厌中了我们，他要改变我们。
And what he has begun, he will finish.
他既开了这个善功，他就要成全这个功。
Why did he reveal himself to Jacob?
为什么他要把他自己启示给雅各呢？
Why did he allow Jacob to grab him?
为什么他让雅各来抓住神呢？
I think God wants very much the house of God.
因为神要得着神的家。
May we also be willing to wrestle with him.
愿我们每一个人都能够这样来与神摔跤。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Oh Lord, we thank you that you're the God of glory.
神啊，你是荣耀的神，感谢你。
But you came down to earth to wrestle with us.
但你却来到这个地上与我们每一个人摔跤。
We thank you for this wrestling ministry of the Holy Spirit.
我们谢谢你圣灵扮演了这个角色。
Who strives with us for years and years.
这么多年与我们每一个人在那里摔跤。
Who blesses us and disciplines us.
他祝福我们也管教我们。
Who teaches us the living way.
他告诉我们这个活的道路。
Oh God, we want to know you as the revelation of Bethel.
你是伯特利的神。
Oh God, we want you to wrestle with us so we can see your face and not die.
主，我们愿意看见你在贫怒以勒来启示我们，我们见了你的面，但是不至于灭亡。
So if we have to limp, we want to limp with the presence of God.
主啊，我们如果要跛脚，我们要跛脚在神的面前。
Oh Lord, give us your presence in these days.
主啊，愿你的同在在我们中间。
Whatever you have to do to deal with our stubborn self.
不管我们要经过什么，但是你要把我们这个顽固的己对付掉。
We would rather live one day in your presence.
我们愿意只活一天在你的面光中。
Than have all the herds of Haran.
我们也比我们得着哈兰所有的牛羊更好。
Deal with us as your Jacob's Lord.
愿你对付我们像你对付雅各一样。
I pray for some who may be here tonight under your discipline.
我为着我们在座有一些正在你管教的手下的弟兄姊妹祷告。
I know you are turning all of their blessings into bitterness at this time.
好像这个时候你所有的祝福都变成了苦毒。
Oh, bring them back to yourself.
求你把他们带回来。
Give them to wrestle with you.
让他们与你面对面的摔跤。
Oh Lord, help them to learn how to prevail by your living presence.
让他们能够知道让你得胜在他们的生命中。
For this, Lord, we need all.For you to have mercy on us.
我们为着这一切，我们需要你的恩典与怜悯。
Thank you for being so patient.
谢谢你的忍耐。
For being such a loving wrestler.
你是这样的慈爱对我们。
Lord, I just feel in my heart to pray for men.
我特别为着我们的弟兄们祷告。
Wrestle with your men.
让这些弟兄们与你摔跤。
Break us at that point of strength.
在我们的强点上把我们。
That we're wholly dependent upon you.
让我们的一生只能完完全全依靠你。
Lord, deal with the sisters.
也对付我们的姐妹们。
At their fleshly strength.
对付他们的肉体的力量。
So there's no striving at all.
在他们的生命中不再挣扎。
We pray for the young people.
也为我们青年人祷告。
Oh Lord, touch them, touch them.
摸着他们。
And help them decrease and let you increase.
让他们卑微，让你增加。
Oh Lord, may the church be filled with your presence.
让你的教会充满你的同在。
By your mercy, we pray this by faith.
靠着你的恩典，因着我们对你的信心而祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.